We return now to where we started this hour, in China. But this time, we're not talking trade, we're talking basketball. The NBA's relationship with China quickly turned sour this weekend after the general manager of the Houston Rockets, Daryl Morey, tweeted his support of pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. Morey deleted his tweet almost immediately and responded to fans in China, but it was too late. Chinese businesses, sports leagues, and broadcasters have said that they will suspend ties with the Rockets. And today, China sent further warning shots, suspending broadcasts of preseason games for at least a week and canceling a planned visit by the Brooklyn Nets to a school in Shanghai. On Monday, the NBA released a statement saying it was, quote, regrettable that Morey's tweet offended so many Chinese fans, and that led Republican and Democratic lawmakers to accuse the league of prioritizing money over human rights, democracy, and free speech. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver then issued a longer statement acknowledging that outrage, saying, quote, for those who question our motivation, this is about far more than growing our business. Joining me now to talk about all this is New York Times reporter Sopan Deb. Sopan, thanks so much for being with The Takeaway.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's take a step back here. How much power does China have over the NBA?
Well, we're finding out quite a bit, right? I mean, this is one of the most interesting situations we've seen in years. Let's unpack this a little bit, which is that the NBA has made going international a key pillar of its mission over the next couple of years. You might have heard that the NBA recently played preseason games in India. They in partnership, have announced a league in Africa. China has been the crown jewel of that expansion plan going back decades. So essentially, this is a very, very notable controversy because the NBA essentially has billions of dollars. I don't know about billions, but certainly
a lot
of money. Mm-hmm. I think at least a billion tied up in China. So this is a huge, huge deal that might affect the NBA's financial interest for sure.
So what do we know about why Morey deleted the tweet? What prompted that?
We don't know. Daryl Morey hasn't said anything publicly at this point. I will say part of what happened is Daryl Morey sends out the tweet, and within hours, his own owner, Tillman Fertitta, sends a quote tweets him and says, Daryl Morey does not speak for the Houston Rockets, and this is not a political organization. I would also note, though, in saying that, Tillman Fertitta is a very open Donald Trump supporter, and he has been very open in talking about it. So they're not a political organization except when they are, right? So so that's why Morey deleted the tweet. We also don't know what prompted him to do that. Was he asked to do that? We don't know that at this point. He hasn't said that publicly.
So speaking of the team here, the Rockets, one of their star players, James Harden, apologized for Morey's tweet on Monday and while standing next to his teammate, Russell Westbrook. Let's take a listen to what Harden had to say.
You know, we love China. We love, you know, playing there. I know for both of us individually, we go there, you know, once or twice a year. They show us the most important love. So, you know, we appreciate them as a fan base, and we love everything, you know, they're about. And you know, we appreciate their support that they give us.
Is Harden doing damage control there, or what was his point there?
What's particularly fascinating is James Harden is the only party involved here who has said sorry. Daryl Morey did not apologize. What he said in his statement was, you know, that he regretted the reaction, and essentially the NBA said the same thing, is that they regretted the backlash, but they never actually apologized for what Daryl Morey said. James Harden is the one who came out and said, we apologize to China. But remember, again, back up here, NBA players, especially superstars, they have a lot of money tied up in China, whether it's in shoe sponsorships, whether it's in Nike doing events there, all that kind of stuff. So for players, there's a real incentive for them to not alienate a huge, huge international market for the NBA.
A lot of the political backlash here, and we'll talk a little bit about some specifics, but a lot of it has sort of been involved in how woke, quote unquote, the NBA really is.
Sure.
And, you know, I recall, you know, some players were wearing T-shirts, LeBron James among them, talking about, you know, things like Black Lives Matter. And so is this new for the NBA, especially at an international level, just being involved in this whole free speech debate at the international level?
Well, I certainly cannot think of a situation where something like this has come up. The NBA has very publicly pushed the brand that they are they're an activist league that encourages activism. And you saw that kind of recently. LeBron James is a very, you know, a decently active athlete, but LeBron James was key in getting the California bill passed about paying college athletes, right? whether it's, especially with when it comes to police shootings, NBA players have been very vocal. Last year, Vivek Ranadive, the owner of the Sacramento Kings, came out and said, addressed Black Lives Matter protesters that had disrupted the game and said, you know, we want to help you. We want to make sure a tragedy like this never happens again, referring to a fatal police shooting that occurred in the Sacramento area. So, yes, the NBA has theoretically been more, allowing of its players and its figures to speak about politics. However, none of the situations that they've talked about so far have ever impacted the NBA's bottom line. And at the end of the day, the NBA is a corporation, and the NBA is well aware of what its brand is. And anything that affects that brand is going to be considered here. And this is a case where the NBA's initial statement was roundly condemned. Adam Silver's talked about the NBA being a unifying force, and here is a case where Ted Cruz, Elizabeth Warren, you know, Beto O'Rourke, Rick Scott, all these
Marco
people are
Rubio,
Marco Rubio, they're all suddenly getting on the same page to say the NBA really screwed up here, and you know, free speech is really worth something until it affects the NBA's bottom line. Essentially, what the message is from the critics, and so I'm not sure that the NBA can necessarily hold the mantle of being, you know, the politically active league. Now, with that being said, Adam Silver held a press conference today in Tokyo where he was a little bit more forceful in standing behind Daryl Morey and saying, look, we believe in the right to free expression. We're going to protect our employees' right to free expression. Again, we regret the backlash that it caused, but, you know, these are our values and this is what we stand for.
It's amazing if the NBA could be the thing that unites us politically here. quite frankly, I was going to ask you about Silver. I mean, he said, you know, quote, for those who question our motivation, this is about far more than growing our business. I mean, that doesn't seem realistic. I mean, is it about more than growing their business, or has he kind of walked that back with the statement you mentioned in Tokyo?
Well, Tanzina, you and I have both been journalists for a little while. Do you know many corporations that are so much more than being a business?
Aren't they people? I just want to check.
I mean, at the end of the day, the NBA, here's the other thing is that the NBA has been rapidly growing in the last couple of years. It's really risen in popularity in part because of the activism of its players. Also, the quality of play has improved on the court. You have a lot of really marketable stars. And to alienate one of their biggest markets in China is really difficult. I think it's a difficult prospect for the NBA, who is looking at revenue numbers, right? They're looking at that. On top of all this, the new owner of the Brooklyn Nets is a guy named Joe Tsai, who made a lot of his money in China, you know, as a co-founder of Alibaba. So he releases a statement Sunday night that calls the Hong Kong protesters a separatist movement and says Daryl Morey's tweet was damaging. And so remember that Adam Silver works for the owners. He works for these 30 owners, and that's whose interests he has to kind of protect here. And so here's Joe Tsai that comes in and says, well, Daryl Morey's tweet was damaging and the Hong Kong protesters are a separatist movement. And so he's got to manage all these different kind of parties here between American politicians. You know, I think there was a senator, I think Josh Hawley, who called on a meeting with Silver and called him to cancel the exhibition games.
Jeez. A lot of money here.
And then there's the Yao Ming aspect. Yao Ming is the president of the Chinese Basketball Association. And Silver said today that he's very incensed. Adam Silver, in some ways, is very much caught between a rock and a hard place here. I'll say it that way.
It's a fascinating story, and I appreciate you bringing it to us. Sopan Deb is a reporter for The New York Times. Thank you, Sopan.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of The New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.